What up, witches? This is Blackbird, and you are about to listen to a very exciting, if not chaotic, episode of Hex Rated, where my good friend Scarlett and I go down a really bizarre rabbit hole of Christian-themed Halloween decorations. Buckle up, strap in. No, I don't know. That sounds weird. But hey, enjoy, because I know we had lots of laughs. So, with all due respect, sit back and relax and enjoy.
Thank you for the hair compliment.
Let me just say again, your hair looks fantastic. What did you do besides, I mean, freshen your color? But it looks like you cut it too.
No, well, I did trim my bangs up a little bit.
Good job.
I was just part of a conversation at the goth club of people talking about how at this age it's like time to let other people professionally cut your bangs, and I was like, shut up.
Did you say fuck you to that? I will cut my own bangs.
I was like,
forever.
I've been cutting these bangs since I was like 13.
Dude, I do not go near my hair with scissors by myself. That is not allowed. Mr. Blackbird offered to cut my hair recently, and I told him thank you, but no, because he did this one time during the pandemic, and it was, let's put it this way. All I needed was it to be trimmed. It took him exactly 2.5 hours because he was very worried about it. He was very concerned.
Look, either be confident or don't.
Or
do
go
it.
Home. No, he was, he was confident. But he's also...
No, he was hesitating. You can't hesitate. You have to snip with precision.
I think he was just... I think the precision is the part that... Because he'd snip a little, and clearly that would be a problem. So he'd have to snip a little more on the other side. He was very interested in keeping it very even, which he was not great at. So
either
way,
was like bonsaiing your head.
Yeah, I mean, it really took way too long. I could not sit on a stool for any amount of time longer, and hats off to him. It did look great when it was done. It was great. It looked punky, it looked fun, it was fresh, and I will never let him do it again. Well, wow, we haven't spoken in a minute, and since then just so much has happened in my little life. What about you?
Well, I have a sort of it's not a corrections corner, but it's an update corner from Etymology Corner.
Hang on, though.
And that is...
Wait, we gotta tell people who we are first.
Oh, fuck.
I know, shit.
I'm Scarlett.
And I'm Blackbird, and you are listening to Hex Rated.
Hex Rated.
Where we talk about witchcraft and the goings-on of our little lives. So, okay.
And haircuts.
Ooh, correction
yes,
corner.
But,
go.
Yes. Well, update corner, really. Yes. Update Etymology Corner.
I'm ready.
Which is,
yes,
there has been a new study that came out that has repositioned the homeland of Indo-European.
Ooh.
So Indo-European is the mother language of most European languages, including Slavic branches, Germanic branches, Greek, Latin, all the Romance languages, Persian, and Sanskrit and its daughters.
That's a lot of languages.
It sure is. And so previously, the assumed homeland was somewhere sort of in Ukraine along the Eurasian steppe. So there's like kind of an open, flat grassland through which horseback riding people could move quite rapidly. Well, so they have, by studying the attested daughter languages and figuring out like which ones are related, which ones broke off at what times, so forth, they have now moved the Ermheit, I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. That is a German word for homeland, to south of the Caucasus. So basically it originated slightly south, and then in fact there was a branch that dispersed via Ukraine, via the Eurasian steppe, but then another branch kind of took a southern and then immediately eastern and western route into Anatolia and then into Iran and India. So very exciting news. I previously stated that the homeland of Indo-European was Ukraine, which is sort of true. Many of the branches did disperse from that point, but they have since updated it, and it's very exciting news.
That is world-breaking etymological news. That's amazing. That's
also
cool.
The other hot new goss is a federal judge overturned Texas's drag ban.
Oh, thank goodness.
Fuck you guys.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We can't indict Ken Paxton, but we can at least overturn
Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, so we've talked about this at length, and yes. I don't really want to rehash, but basically it was a very trickily worded thing that was quite obviously targeting drag, as basically defining drag in and of itself as somehow being inappropriate or sexual.
Boo.
Which it's not.
No.
Unless you are a gross misogynist who thinks that presenting as a femme in public is inviting a sexual gaze,
which
it is not.
No. Wow. So
keep your dirty thoughts to yourself.
Good job. Good job, Texas. Well, that's one. Good job. Well, I went to the great state of California.
What souvenir did you bring back?
I brought back COVID. It was great. What an extremely exciting parting gift that was. So, look, I know that I could have gotten it anywhere. But you know, as the only person left that's still masking on planes or in public settings, I'm like a little saddened, but not surprised that I got it. We flew, the flight was miserable. You know, you're just packed in like sardines. It was very sad. And, you know, it's 6 hours of utter hell. We get there, it's fine. At least I had Mexican food, which, hallelujah, because, you know, New Jersey is a Mexican food desert. So that happened and I was fine. But, you know, I was at a conference for work. And of course, there were no requirements to mask or to, you know, do anything that would be proactive in the arena of, you know, caring for your fellow coworkers. So I still masked the entire time except for eating, which is probably where I was able to pick up this lovely germ that, you know, virused it up inside of me and came, ooh. Okay, not sexy, came home, felt almost like it was like the day after we got home. I was like, what's that little tickle in my throat? And then, you know how it goes. I tested negative for 3 days. I was like, oh, it's just a sore throat. This sucks. It's just a cold. Then, bam, third day, I was like, oh, no, I knew it. So, and I had gotten the newest shot right before we left. But, you know, it takes several weeks to kind of kick in. So, again, not surprised, but pleasantly feeling better now, a week later. It was not the fun time. It was shorter this time, but
that's good.
This is almost like to the day I got it last year. So last year, and hence the conference is exactly the same time every year. So guess where I'm not going next year? That fucking conference. Anyway, it was fine. Oh, Mr. Blackbird turned 49 years old. So he is 1 year left of his 40s. I made him some fried chicken and some key lime pie, and it was delightful. It was full of COVID. So, no, I mean, it might have been. I don't know. He didn't get it. He stayed negative, so that was cool. But then that happened, and then, of course, we had some friends coming into town that this past weekend, and we were going to party it up in Philly, and I had to tell them my status, and they were like, we're going to take our chances. So we did, and I masked up everywhere, but also drug my sorry ass all through the exciting city of Philadelphia and saw some amazing sights. Independence Hall, which I had never gone to, is quite, well, you know, I was very excited because of the National Treasure bent. I was like, ooh, where's the little room where he goes and finds the glasses? I'm going to find it. No, I did not find it, but it is very special. And the chair that George Washington sat in is the same chair. And it felt really weird. So I touched the wall while I was there because I was like, well, I bet there's some spooky vibes going on in this wall. And there were.
Tell me everything.
All I could hear were the groans of thousands of enslaved people.
Yeah, that checks out.
Sorry, it was not lovely. It was very, like, it just felt very sweaty. Not because it was, I mean, it was beautiful out. It felt like, I don't know, I felt like I was kind of weirdly transported back to that summer. And it was just like full of sweat and men and assholes. So checks out.
Yep.
Not wrong.
Ticked all the boxes.
But Philly was great. I mean, it's a fun, and you know, I got to see, oh, fun fact that I did not know. The Liberty Bell basically broke almost upon installation. It broke very quickly.
Yeah.
And they repaired it and then it broke again. So, you know, that also checks out.
I believe I've talked about this on the podcast before, but when I was in fifth grade, my favorite thing in Philadelphia was the Ben Franklin Museum had a working glass harmonica. Ooh. Which is basically Benjamin Franklin invented basically a piano where you've got keys laid out like a piano, and then there's a pump where you basically spin carefully individually calibrated glass tubes. So, and you wet your fingers, and so you touch each of these little tubes and you can play it like a piano, but it's making the sound of when you spin your finger around a crystal glass where it's like,
what?
You know? Oh. So it's like, I can't whistle.
That
so
I have that not. Was, we did
that
not.
That's not a great.
That's okay. We didn't get there. So there's still more to do in Philadelphia. Philadelphia, the city that never ends. It was a nice weekend, though, all in all. I also went up inside a lighthouse.
Yeah, your pictures were fantastic.
Not in Philadelphia. The lighthouse was in Cape May, New Jersey, which is at the southernmost tip of the state. And it was lovely. The view was very nice. And being in that lighthouse was pretty crazy because that seemed really old and kind of mysterious, too. First you climb about a million stairs, which, you know, having COVID, I was like, I think I might die in this lighthouse, but hey, what a way to go. But the
great place to haunt,
but the wood inside the lighthouse is like original wood. Of course it's been restored probably several times, but it's so lovely. I'm like, I want this wood in my house. It's very, very nice. It's beautiful, beautiful. This dark wood, lustrous. I don't know. It was very cool, but that was fun. And then it rained a lot. So, you know, it was fun. It was like a lot of stuff to do for having a very contagious and kind of asshole-ish disease situation happening. But so that happened. Let's see what else. Ooh, I did some magic.
Tell me about it.
I did some full moon magic.
Ooh.
Well,
it was a very lovely moon this time around. I mean, it always looks pretty great, but
the moon's always pretty great. No,
it's doing a good job doing that moon stuff. Really, really nailing it.
Really kicking it in the ass. Well, it's I didn't
doing the best moon I've seen from Earth.
So many moons. Out of all the moons I've seen, it's the best one. This was
definitely
not a big deal.
One.
I did want to try, because I know we talked about it, but I don't think we talked about actually doing it. The closed eye scrying with the Strophilos. So I did that. That was kind of it. I didn't know there was no ritual or anything. It was like, I'm going to try this shit. Let's do some closed eye scrying. And here's what I kept seeing. And now someone out there in the listener world, or you, can tell me how to fucking make this happen. So I kept seeing myself as a person, like as baking, which, you know, I do frequently all the time. But like I was wearing an apron, like it was like my job, right? I could just tell by the fact that, I don't know, it just looked like that was my uniform almost. And then I was like just hugging people. So I know that seems dumb, but I think like this has made me think about like, what would it mean to like, if I don't want to make this like a legit business, like if I don't want to open a bakery because that sounds real hard and I don't know that I can do it, and how do I do that and pay for life? What if I do it as like charity? But not like charity, but like supporting the community. Like I give, I don't know, just bear with me because this is like incubation of thought situation. But like, what if I like give loaves of bread to people that need them, or people that have just had a death in the family and I bring them fresh baked bread? I don't know. Like, how could I tie this into like death doula / I don't know, but like.
I like the idea of it being sort of like guerrilla charity. Like you bake something with an intention, and then you unsolicited gift it to somebody, and like that's the spell.
Right.
You know, like one, it's a gift, like delicious bread. Yes, please. Yes. I would love unsolicited gifts of bread all the time in my mouth. Please. But also, so I mean, and you're choosing people that, you know, by whatever criteria you've given for yourself that are deserving or in need. And, you know, you bake it with that specific intention and you bake it into it, and then you just quietly gift it.
Right.
And it's like, not like, oh, I'm this one girl band food kitchen, some kind of, you know, it's just like something you're doing that no one else really needs to know that. Whatever.
Right.
So
yeah. So I don't know. Like, I don't know how to translate that, or to like, I mean, clearly I would have to develop a sense of community in where I live in order to get a pulse on who deserves my bread gift. but either way,
you're like bread Santa,
or like
making a list,
bread,
checking it,
bread
twice.
Tooth fairy, the bread fairy. I don't know. That's really, it wasn't very specific, but I just kept getting those images. Like, it wasn't like I was clearly not doing it for money. So interesting, right?
Yeah, I would keep meditating with that technique and see what unfolds.
Yes, I plan on doing exactly that. What about you? Magic time? Anything? Anything weird, spooky, ooky happening? It is Halloween.
Oh, I put all my pumpkins out today.
Yay!
It is a big trip up and down the stairs to the attic.
Yes.
You know, two flights of stairs.
Probably more than one trip is my guess.
Yes, that is fact. I have 96 jack-o'-lanterns on my porch.
Oh.
Not real ones, fake ones.
Do you need to make it 100? Because I feel
like
you
do. Well, I've got some loose ones that need to kind of, because I have these pumpkins that are like the plastic carvable ones that are just the front half.
Right.
And so I could get more pumpkin for my buck. And so the ones that are on the stairs are, you know, pumpkins in the round. But then along the railing around the wraparound porch,
yes,
I have these half ones that are mounted to like little strips of siding.
Got it.
And so I have some guys that I have more than four, in fact.
Okay.
So I will have over 100.
Over 100. You are the pumpkin queen, if I may say.
Ooh.
I like it. Ooh. Yeah. So speaking of pumpkins, I think you need to share this thing that you sent me earlier.
Oh, God.
Please.
Yeah.
Because I think we need to rip that apart while we're here on the podcast.
One of my friends, it was actually part of two memes, because there's a cartoon of like some like little waifu in a witch hat, like vigorously humping a pumpkin. And it's like, oh, there's two kinds of people of loving pumpkin season. And there's one that it's like a slutty witch humping the pumpkins. And then option B was some bullshit that I don't know where this was pulled from. It's not a parody. It's a real thing. And it's got a real great clip art image of a pumpkin and then a clip art image of some crosses up on a mound.
Mm.
And it says, it's like being a pumpkin. And you're like, what does that mean?
Uh-huh.
It says below that, a 10-year-old little girl was asked by another classmate, what is it like to be a Christian? The 10-year-old little girl replied, it's like being a pumpkin. God picks you from the patch, brings you in, and washes all the dirt off of you. Then he cuts open the top and scoops out all the yucky stuff. He removes the seeds of doubt, hate, and greed, etc. And then he carves you a new smiling face and puts his light inside of you to shine for all the world to see.
Oh my God. Okay, first of all, your dramatic interp of that is A++ as always. That was totally terrifying.
It's horrifying. My reply to the person that posted it was, what in the absolute Reese's peanut butter fuck is this?
That's, I mean, it is just, first of all, like, it sounds
so many things. I don't even know where to start.
It sounds,
you go.
The first sentence is sort of normal. God picks you from the patch. Okay. I'm not.
But wait, first of all, I have questions about that, though.
Do you?
Like, God doesn't. Does God pick you from the patch?
No.
Or do you pick God?
You pick God. God doesn't pick you. I mean,
yeah.
I don't think. I mean.
Don't you have to voluntarily choose to embrace him or something?
Yeah, like, right.
He doesn't just pick people at random.
Have you chosen the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal savior? That's right. You have to choose. Right. So that's wrong there. B, he washes
all the
dirt off
of
you. Creepy.
Okay. Going back, why? What kind of like sadistic God made a dirty, bad, horrible world?
Right.
Like,
oh,
fun
yeah.
fact: the dirt is what nourished and grew the pumpkin.
Right.
It's not bad and dirty. Like, I don't. So, the idea that like God made you a pumpkin and grew you in this garden that is inherently disgusting and flawed. And then out of his own beneficence, scoops you up
and
takes you out of
you
this
off.
Fetid swamp of pestilence
of dirtiness
that he created.
Yes.
That he cuts open your top and scoops out all of the yucky stuff.
Which he put there. And also not, that is not my understanding of Christianity.
No.
I mean,
I feel like, don't you have to do the scooping out of the yucky stuff?
Well, I don't know. You know, he does wash your sins away. Is that,
I don't
is
understand
that the metaphor?
I
don't. Yeah, I don't understand the metaphor.
And he carves you a new smiling face.
That's very frightening and very terrifying. I don't. The carving.
Yeah, that's out of the Joker's playbook.
God
what
should
is
not
happening?
Carve anything. I mean, okay.
So you're his little pumpkin meat puppet to parade around other people.
Bless you. So
thank you.
Jack-o'-lantern for Jesus.
I think we've talked about this before, but I was horrified to learn a few years ago when perusing Oriental Trading Company that they have a whole section of Jesus Christian themed Halloween stuff, which is just real dumb. I'm like, listen, you've already Christianized a lot of pagan holidays, but this is not the one for you.
Well, like, so kind of give me a rundown of what is on offer. Because I can't, my brain cannot really imagine a cross with a jack-o'-lantern face. Like, yeah, what are we talking about?
It's a real big stretch to make a North American gourd symbolize a 2,000-year-old Jewish man who was tortured to death. It's very tenuous connection. But my favorite one was I saw a t-shirt for a little kid and they only had it in kid sizes. Otherwise, 100%.
I mean, you could probably still figure it out.
It has a little like ghost on it or something. And it says, Jesus is my boo.
I mean,
I have a lot of questions. I believe we've talked about this on the podcast, so I don't. But if
I think,
whatever, it's hilarious. Let's rehash it.
Okay.
Basically. Go. Yeah, so I guess it's like a pun on, you know, boo, ghost say boo.
Uh-huh.
But then also boo is like, boyfriend, you know, your baby, your boyfriend. Yeah. So a child is saying that they are in a romantic relationship
with Jesus.
Jesus.
Problematic.
Or, I mean, also, I feel like they really dropped the ball on the most underrepresented member of the Trinity,
the Holy Ghost. No shit.
I mean, this would be the one time for him to shine.
That, for real, he finally gets his say. But you know, I don't know that the Holy Ghost is really a thing in a lot of Protestant sects. I mean, I know Holy Ghost is definitely a Catholic and Episcopalian thing, but I don't know if the Trinity is thus deified in its branches, like other branches. Like, I don't, well you could talk about,
I remember in Episcopalian school when they started to explain it, I was like, y'all, what? Really shoved this third guy in there, like,
just for fun.
Wow. Because I was just like, out of all the other really cool pagan trinities, and this is me when I'm like six,
yeah
even a six-year-old was like, y'all are really stretching here.
Yeah,
like,
it's really,
you didn't have to go for three, you could have gone for a different number, because like, oh, wow, that one of these guys is really an afterthought.
Yeah, for sure. And so back to the t-shirt, because, you know, I want to circle back to this terrifying like proposition. That so do you think also maybe they're just stretching the meaning of boo? They're like, oh, well, it can mean homeboy or whatever, you know, like, oh, it doesn't really have to mean, you know, but it does.
But it's still a ghost. So right?
It's just, yeah. Is it a ghost with a beard and a crown of thorns? God, that would be
no,
so great.
It's
That's
just
too bad.
A little spooky guy. Mm. Oh, they've added some new stuff.
Okay.
This year.
I'm ready.
So basically what it's trying to do is it's Christians that know that Halloween is a pagan holiday.
Yes.
But that is all about witchcraft and devilry and necromancy.
Right.
And they would normally be like, you are not allowed to participate.
Right.
But unfortunately, children love witchcraft.
That's right.
They fucking love it. It's great.
That's right.
They all want to go trick. They love candy. They love costumes. They love spooky shit. They love communing with the dead. Everyone knows this about children.
Yes.
And so it's really hard to be like, no, you can't do Halloween. So they're like, well, we'll do a sanitized like trunk or treat or
yeah.
whatever in the
oh, yeah.
parking lot of our church. And we'll make it somehow.
And you can dress
Jesus.
Up, but it can't be anything evil. It has to be like, you know, a Power Ranger or something.
Right.
I don't know. That's
so
dated. You know what I mean?
Yikes. Some okay. of these.
Yes. Oh, I am very excited.
Are So they've got some trunk or treat little decorations for your car.
Oh.
And they make zero sense. I'm not really familiar. The trunk or treat thing is way past my day. We didn't do this at all.
Yeah, no.
It just seems cheesy and sad.
Well,
you're supposed to go knocking at other people's doors. I mean, that's part of the spookiness, is that you're knocking on people's doors
that you
like,
don't
the
know.
The weird old lady that like has a tiny little tray of evenly spaced dimes. Like, that was one of our people, and I'd never interacted with her except on Halloween to get my weird little creepy dime.
Oh, that's so awesome.
And so that's like part of the fun is, one, you're going up to houses, interacting with people you don't normally do. It's at night, you're walking around the neighborhood, like that's part of the thrill.
Right. Oh, but okay, it could be so dangerous, you know, all
I
those razor blades. Yeah.
But also, you're supposed to decorate your car to be like Halloween-y,
that seems...
to substitute for it not just being your house all decorated spooky, or just your house at night, which is kind of
spooky. If I don't know it, right?
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, you could make your house look like, I don't know, like a mad scientist, or your trunk look like a mad scientist lab, or like...
What?
Dr. Frankenstein's laboratory, or like a castle, or a cemetery. You know, typical Halloween tableaus.
Can you?
This
that seems like not the... You could make your trunk look like a cemetery?
Well, I mean, you would basically put the decorations you would normally put on your porch
right
on the back of your
car.
No,
I get it, but it's still like that's...
It's lame. It's lame. You're not missing anything. It is lame.
All right.
So keep in mind that like doing normal Halloween things would still be lame. This is even lamer. One of these is... Okay, keep in mind you're supposed to be decorating your trunk like Halloween.
Right.
This one is, let me describe it to you. It's a hatchback vehicle that a mom who has children that play a certain
sport
with feet and balls.
Okay.
So that's open. There are some tropical colored streamers that are yellow and neon green and magenta.
No.
So festive luau colored streamers all along the bumper.
Mm.
Then as you look closer, there are these little stickers that are all along the sides that are fruit, like little cartoon fruit. There's a... oh, wow. They have virtues on them. That cherries for joy. A pear for self-control.
What?
I don't even... What? An orange for patience. Pineapple for... I cannot read this.
Why?
A strawberry for goodness.
Oh, well.
A lemon for peace. There's a banana for love.
Oh, damn. Hey.
There's an apple and some grapes and some, I don't know what else.
Oh,
and then there's also some like little, you know, like luau kind of decorations of, you know, crepe paper, fold out little fruits. There's like a watermelon slice and a pineapple and a strawberry.
I need more information.
And a lime.
So much more
and
information.
And there's two little buckets of it's not even candy. It's a sad little like looks like stickers or bracelets or something that is not edible. And then as we make our way up to the top of the trunk that is open of the hatchback, there is this sign that says,
oh god,
fruit of the spirit. What? That's not how puns work, my friend.
Wait, I was waiting. I thought there was more to that.
No, that's not how... That's not a pun.
Fruit of the spirit. Be with...
And then it
juice?
Says it's got some little ones. It says, live by the spirit, be filled with his fruits, walk in the spirit.
Oh my god.
This is a word fruit salad, my friend.
I think I broke the recording. Oh my god. What?
Okay, so fruit doesn't have anything to do with Halloween. In fact, none of these fruits I mentioned except for maybe apples are seasonal.
Right.
Right. Not Halloween colors.
No pumpkin.
Fruit of the spirit is not a thing that people say.
No, I have never said fruit of the spirit in my entire life.
I have a lot of questions. Okay. So there's There's one that almost hit the mark a little better.
Okay.
So it's a big cardboard black kitty. Now it's a very cute kitty. It's not a scary kitty, but it's a black cat.
No, wait, this is not fruit adjacent. This is a completely different
one. No, this is a totally different one. We're moving on.
I don't know if we're gonna move
away from fruit. Now.
Okay. All right.
So it's like a it's a big kitty head. Okay. It's like his eyes and his ears and his little nosy.
Okay.
And that goes on the back, that goes on the hatchback, okay, like above your car.
All right.
And then there's two big paws that hang down like from like
the top of the hatchback.
The hatch.
Right.
Okay. So far we're doing good.
Okay.
We're on theme. Black cat.
Or
Halloween.
Yep.
Got it. It's not scary.
No.
But okay, it's a kitty.
It's a kitty.
We love kitties. We love black kitties especially.
Yes, of course.
But then underneath there's a sign to explain what this has to do with Halloween, and it says God's love is perfect.
No. No, it does not. No, it doesn't. Please say that's not real.
It's really real.
Well, what do you give out for prizes? Like fucking.
Well, let me tell you.
Oh shit!
They've got some fun.
Is it stickers?
Little. Well, they've got some glow in the dark bracelets.
Oh, okay.
You know, like those rubber bracelets.
Yeah. That's fun.
And they glow in the dark.
Okay.
And it says, "Glow with God."
Come on. What?
Then there's one that says, "Jesus lights my way."
No.
Let his light shine. So at least that one is
more,
this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. That's actually
that is more. Oh, that makes more sense than fruit, but still. Like,
well, there's a whole glow with God. So there are multiple little stickers and cheapo plastic tops and glow in the dark little cups.
Wow.
And things. Oh God, what the fuck is this?
Oh, no.
We are really going off the rails.
This is
I can't
good
stop now that I've started.
Well, we knew what we
There's
were doing.
There's a lot of
when
stuff of jack-o'-lanterns that instead of having a spooky face or something, have just a cross and it says shine with the light of Jesus.
Oh, okay. Because that,
you know, those traditional, like I said, North American gourds.
Well, you know, when you
that
know
are traditional to
when they brought
Israel.
The baby Jesus a pumpkin, you know, he blessed it.
Oh,
right there.
Oh my God.
Let's hear it.
Oh my God.
Go.
Oh my God.
Do it.
There's these little like bean bag, like really cheap, probably filled with asbestos, like little bags.
Okay.
That are like little stuffies.
Like hand, like band.
Yeah.
The size of your hand. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
One is a little black cat that says perfect love.
Okay.
Two little crosses on each side.
Oh.
There's a little candy corn.
Uh-huh.
And he looks real sweet and he's smiling. He's smiling so hard his eyes are closed. And it says, Jesus is sweet.
You're ruining candy corn. Keep going.
And then there's a little ghost. Okay. And he's doing a little like a blow up doll face, and it says believe. And then underneath that, in case you didn't get it, there's a little heart with a cross in it.
Oh my God.
What?
I can't.
But it seems like it's saying believe, like believe in the supernatural, believe in ghosts roaming the earth, which is not a thing.
So here's my question. Back at the
I've got a lot of them and I don't have any answers, but lay it on me.
Back at the marketing campaign for all this, like, who is coming up with these ideas and how far are they willing to stretch the meanings of especially things like ghosts? I mean, this is not go ahead.
If it's possible to have some kind of disorder where you don't understand puns or humor or wordplay or how you mix up two different ideas and it's like a fun surprise or it's like pleasantly unexpected or, you know, like if you are completely illiterate in any type of humor or wordplay, that would be where the baseline of this starting.
I feel like you are making it way more easy for them to get off the hook. I see a gaggle of early 40s women sitting around a table going, but what if, wait, guys, what if we take...
There's a vision board.
What if we take a little cute little ghosty and he looks super friendly, super friendly, and we say, believe. Get it? Do you get it? Like, I feel like that's the
but
vibe.
But no one takes the extra step of being like, no, but we don't...
Like, but believe. Ghosts. Right, yeah.
Well, I've got something even better that is...
No, you don't.
Someone put a lot of thought into It's upsetting.
Okay.
So it is a little pony bead friendship bracelet that is candy corn colors. So I like it.
Okay.
It's, you know, little pony beads that are white and yellow and orange. And then it's got a little candy corn charm on it that is a little, you know, white, orange, and yellow candy corn with a cross on it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. You can get it. Mm. But then there is a little tag that's a big candy corn. And what it says is, okay, so they were like, how is candy corn, you know, maize, another North American vegetable that has nothing to do with any of the places that Jesus historically lived?
No.
In the Levant. Doesn't grow there. And they were like, how do we make this related? And they were like, well, we can make up, we can make each of the colors of the candy corn symbolize something.
No, they did not.
Because as you know, there's so many colors, you know, particularly orange and yellow that are, you know, I mean, just off the top of the dome, like... We all know things that orange symbolizes for in Christianity, right?
Right, right. I mean, no.
But let's make it a little poem.
Okay.
And it's good. I know that you consider yourself something of a poet.
I do.
So I would like you to to put your thinking cap on.
Okay, I'm ready.
And get ready.
Okay, I'm ready to analyze this poem. I'm ready.
Oh, okay, I'm going to try to read it and not like...
You can do
snort
it.
Snort saliva.
Gather yourself.
And choke.
Gather.
As there are three colors in the candy corn I see, there are three persons in the Holy Trinity. God, our loving Father, Jesus, the Son, and our helper, the Holy Spirit. All three are God, yet together they are one.
Oh, Christ. Like, Christ, can I please just say?
Christ on a corn.
I don't think that poem is even worthy of any of the three. There's a lot wrong with that, the construction of it, just if we want to go there. But also,
the meter is all over the place.
We're not even, like, we're just scantily, like, sort of, like, hinting it. Oh, wow. But just, like...
Oh, God, it keeps getting worse. This was going to be just a ha-ha, Jesus is my boo. Oh, my God. Okay, so there's these... Okay. Ooh, they're okay. Temporary tattoos, which, right. As we know...
Definitely Christian.
Christians don't do that part of Leviticus where you cannot be buried in sanctified ground if you have markings on your body. They decided to not really.
They're okay with it, yeah.
Okay, so there's the glow with God. Oh my God. There's the Jesus is perfect with the kitty.
Right. Oh, perfect love.
Oh, I can't.
Okay. You're doing it.
There's a spooky spider in a web.
Oh.
Which is Halloween, right? Except instead of like a red hourglass on his booty, like a black
is
widow.
It a cross?
It is.
Okay.
It is. You
all
guessed
right.
It.
Okay.
I don't know how you knew where I was going with that.
I got a feeling.
It. You nailed it like 9-inch nails into Jesus's
palms and feet. Damn.
Inappropriate.
Oh, okay. It's fine.
And it says.
Go ahead and.
What do you think it says? What is a spider related pun for Jesus?
Wait, I'm okay. do that, and then I'll come up with a good one.
Okay. It says stick with Jesus.
Okay. All right. Because
their webs are sticky. Okay. Get it?
I get it. I was more like, his venom is for your sins or something. I don't know. I was trying to. Okay. But what about the eight legs? Don't the eight legs represent the eight?
Oh, this spider actually only has six.
Oh, good. So okay.
It's not even an actual.
Oh, but
spider.
Six. But six. Listen, six is half of 12, so it could represent.
And it's 2 times 3, which we learned from the candy corn is the Trinity.
That's true, but it might have something to do with the apostles, the disciples. Mm. Which ones are what? Which ones are the 12? Disciples.
The disciples.
Apostles. Fuck. Oh, wow.
No, it's the disciples.
Okay.
Okay, there's a little spooky bat.
We love bats.
The little, bats we love the little great. Spooky flap flap guys. Yep. It says...
What do I think it says?
What do you think it says?
I think it says in the bat batting 1,000 for Jesus. I don't know. Bat your way to Jesus. Fly.
Or like.
Fly up to.
Hanging out with Jesus. Because like, you know, oh, they hang out. Said, No. Okay. What it actually said. Batty for Jesus.
Oh, that's. I was close. Oh, that's not good.
I don't know batty. That is the. Batty.
Batty
like
is like
an
1800s term for like being crazy.
Yeah, but like in a silly, goofy way. So you're like, you've got a giggle fit or something. You're batty.
I thought
for Jesus.
Batty
I don't
is
know
like,
that that's how you're supposed to feel.
Batty describes your like 80-year-old aunt.
Yeah, it's like you're either on laughing gas or senile. Like that
senile.
Level of disconnection from reality.
Senile
like,
for Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
that
checks out.
There's a little bit of truth to that one.
For sure. Man.
There's a little moon, a crescent moon.
Okay. We love
classic,
the moon.
Classic, spooky, ooky. We love it.
We love the moon.
It has a little cross hanging from it.
What? Like why?
Little, you
how?
Know. Yeah. Wait. You know how like the moon has like little ornaments hanging from it that I don't.
Honestly, I've never seen that.
It says,
but okay.
Jesus lights the way. Okay. Then the one in the center is blowing my mind.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. First of all.
Oh, Jesus.
Out of these six sticker options or tattoos, I'm sorry, they're not temporary tattoos.
Yes.
They were like, what are things that have to do with Halloween? You know, bats, cats, jack-o'-lanterns, spiders,
possible
the
ghosts.
Moon.
Yes.
And they were like, caramel apples. I mean, I feel like that's getting a little left. I mean, caramel apples are a holiday. I mean,
they
okay,
are a
but
fall October state fair situation. Yes.
They're also a little bit weird to do as a very simple clip art cartoon. Like the bat guy kind of just looks like the Batman logo. Obviously, crescent moon, easy peasy. They didn't quite get the spider right, but I figured out what it was supposed to be. Pumpkin, got it. Cat, got it. So there's like this.
It's like a drippy green ball.
Yeah, there's like this misshapen sort of
blob with a stick
that
out
has
of it.
Just brown goo dripping off of it, and then a big cross in the middle.
Oh wait, is there a stick?
No.
Are you not eating it on a stick?
No, it's just a.
Well, that's not a thing.
No.
Have
that's
you ever
not
eaten a candy or a caramel apple that is not on a stick? That would be.
I don't know how you're supposed to eat it without.
Like,
okay.
Okay.
And then
anyway.
This one's really, it just.
All right.
Okay.
Go for it.
So what verb would you use to describe how the caramel is on the apple?
It is.
You would say it's.
Well, it's
dipped.
It's like
or
dipped
coated.
Or. Yeah.
Would you say it's wrapped?
Oh. Well, so no, but that is a way to make them. They sell caramel in sheets and you just wrap it right over the apple. That is a way. But it's
okay.
not like
well,
a way for it's like a way since like the 80s. It's not like it's how real people that make caramel apples make them. Right. It's like a this is an easy cheat.
But if I were talking about this treat and I was like, you know, caramel apples, they're, you know, apples
wrapped in caramel
wrapped apples.
No, I would not say that caramel doesn't normally come in that's not a normal method of caramel.
And certainly in this one, it is very drippy.
Yeah. So it's dipped in caramel.
It's wrapped in the love of Jesus.
Oh.
Like you're an apple and you're coated in viscous.
Ooh. That reminds me of, that brings me all the way back to square one with the pumpkin. So let's see. You're a little apple and God picks you from the orchard. He washes you in fruit wash because, you know, you got to get the pesticides because they're not from God. The pests, you know, and then you're wrapped in a lovely Jesus caramel coat. I don't know.
There are these very unappetizing candy corns. It's little packages of candy corn.
Okay.
For some reason, they have elected to rename it Harvest Seeds. Which
that sounds super dirty.
Candy corn is not, it's not like it's like Devil's Maze or like, you know, it's not like,
well, you also,
like there's nothing,
you can't plant it, nothing's going to happen.
Well,
also
it's just eat it, candy corn, like it's corn, there's not,
right,
Harvest Seeds also has zero to do
there's
with
nothing. That's
I don't know why you needed a rebrand on that one. Like candy corn's not copywritten, you can,
it's also not like evil. I mean,
I don't know, but they decided to rebrand it, and then
but the rebranding doesn't even make sense,
and it does not,
it's not,
and
a seed.
Then it's got Bible quotes on it.
Oh, the candy corn or the package?
The package.
Okay, because I was gonna get real excited. If
it would almost be funnier if it was like you know,
corn?
Valentine's heart.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Give
me one of these candy quotes.
Well, okay. There's some. One of them isn't a Bible quote. It just says, "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will something." It's covered by candy corn.
Well, I mean, that's apropos. Yeah, submit and eat this harvest seed.
Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
There's a little craft kit. It's just some pre-cut foam shapes.
Yes.
That you can stick together. They're like pre-stuck. So they've got like a sticker backing that you pull off. So it's not really a craft exactly.
Then what?
But
what do you do
so
with
it's,
it?
It's a little orange web, okay. And then it comes with two little speeders that have the right number of legs this
time.
Oh,
good, good.
There's a little ghost.
All right.
And some little stars.
What do these do?
And then a rope that you use to hang it, and words that you stick on it are, "Life is scary without Jesus."
Okay. Dude, I think we need to wind this up because I really can't imagine. And I want to say this because I'm sure that we have some listeners that were subjected to this kind of stuff as children. Like there was no way out for them until they got old enough to like get the fuck out and not go to these trunk or treats. I feel like the avoidance of the possibly scary, spooky is like you've gone too far, you know, like it wasn't really causing any kinds of problems to begin with. This is what I don't understand about not letting kids just celebrate.
Well, either
Halloween.
Stick to your guns and be like, we're not going to
celebrate Halloween, right,
pagan holiday,
right.
Or yeah, you can just go do it and it's a secular holiday
and it's
just
fine.
go get your candy.
Get your popcorn ball from the crazy lady down the street.
Oh God,
right.
I love a popcorn
Dude,
ball.
Dude, me
Jesus
too.
Christ.
I know. And so I never could have them because they were, you know, made by the neighbors that my mother didn't trust and thought they were
I was not allowed to. No. I got my candy checked for people are putting razor blades in.
Because that happened all the time.
Yeah.
But popcorn ball, man, make them yourself. They're so fucking good. But
okay.
Anyway, yes.
This one confuses me.
Okay.
These are little candy, plastic candy goodie bags.
Okay.
And they've got a purple people eater and kind of monster guy on it, except he has the wrong amount of horns and eyes. So he's not
a one-eyed, one-horned flying.
No, he has two horns and two eyes. It's totally wrong, but he is purple.
Okay.
And then this makes no sense at all. It says, I love, like, E-Y-E, because they're like, yeah, eyeballs are scary. Except this isn't an eyeball, and it's not a one-eyed
monster
purple
great
people eater.
Okay.
So the eye pun does not make sense.
Nope. As always.
It says, I love candy and Jesus.
Okay. See, this is what I'm talking about. Just lazy people are now trying to, I don't cash in. I mean, I assume this shit is for sale, right? It's not like
free.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
What the actual fuck? I don't even.
Oh, man. I didn't know we were going to go this far down this rabbit hole,
this was not my intention, but
here we
are.
My
God.
We're here now.
I'm glad that you were here to, like, live process this with me, because holy cow. Okay.
Just think it's a whole wealth of shit we would have never seen. Yes. Go more.
Yes. In the same vein as the life is scary without Jesus. Yeah. It's just some foam, pre-cut out foam forms that you can stick together with a pre-sticky bag
for your car.
And, so there's one that is a typical Halloween scene where there is a big yellow moon. Mm-hmm. And then there are three little dancing skeletons. One is orange, one is purple, and one is green. So classic Halloween colors.
Okay.
Skeletons. You know, spooky.
Yeah.
You know, memento mori.
Yeah.
You know,
your bones are
death,
inside your skin.
You know,
yeah.
This is a night of necromancy.
Right.
But they were like, how do we make this be
Jesus-y
about Christianity? And somebody just did like a control F on their Palm Pilot Bible and was like, search for bones.
Uh-huh.
And apparently in Ezekiel 37, 4-5.
Stop it.
There is a quote of, these bones will come to life again. Which I assume has to do with, like, the final resurrection.
Yeah.
So, okay, keep in mind, these are cute little cartoon skeletons. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and they're dancing. They got their arms up and they're, you know. And they're doing a little jig. And so basically it's saying the dead will rise, skeletons will walk the earth and dance around and 'cause God will reanimate these skeletons to just shamble around at night.
Not scary at all. Not scary.
I mean, it is, but in a weird...
I mean,
I don't...
it is scary, is what I'm saying.
It is.
That is scary for children. And how... So, also, like, explain that one. So, here's what I think has happened. And just, like, go with me on this. And this does not take any brain science to figure out. But, like, my guess is children go to school with other children that do celebrate Halloween. And... they come home to their extremely religious Christian household and they're like, why can't I do these cool things? And they're like, oh, but we can. And so then all of this stuff gets marketed and repackaged into this Jesus/God-friendly situation. And it's all like not well thought out. It was just like, well, shit, we got to give something to our kids. What can our kids do? We need to be able to celebrate this, but like, just let them know it's about candy and Jesus. It's like got nothing to do with any kind of Christianity whatsoever.
Well,
like,
I mean, at least with like, I mean, just let it be whatever. Just, like,
yeah.
Yeah, rabbits and eggs don't have anything to do with Jesus being tortured to death. Correct. And then
rising again.
Being reanimated as a white. Yes. And walking the earth. with holes in his body.
Right.
So, yeah. I don't. Okay.
Yeah.
I just have a few little other things.
I feel like you have some. Yes.
Yikes. Okay, so there's these like little slap bracelets.
Okay. We all love.
As a child of the 90s, I love a slap bracelet.
Love a slap bracelet.
So it seems like they were like, let's rebrand Halloween and make it Falloween.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So we're making it some kind of fall harvest festival instead of the thinning of the veil. And
hence the harvest seeds. Yes.
Yeah. So it's fall. Yeah. We're celebrating just fall, the season. Fall.
Yep.
Which, you know, they famously have in the Middle East.
famously.
That's totally like how a whole, the seasons work there.
The olives fall off the olive trees.
You know, with acorns and red maple leaves. Yes. And pumpkins and corn.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so somebody was like, okay, well, let's make it Falloween, which is not how you... it's not Halloween... Hallow is the word that is so anyway. Terrible rebound. But okay.
Following.
But they were like, but then let's also add another layer of punniness to just make what we were trying to accomplish completely incomprehensible.
Mm.
So they have taken this new term, Falloween,
mm-hmm.
which is a mashup of fall and Halloween,
mm-hmm.
and it. But they're punning the Falloween with. Following.
Oh,
so there's one that says, are you following Jesus?
This hurts my brain now. This is not, that is distressing.
And then it says, okay, but then this doesn't even make sense because now they have conjugated following to Jesus follower. And in case you didn't understand, it's FALLOWER
No,
follower.
That no, but now.
So you have now coined a new term and are now conjugating it.
But it doesn't even like I don't even know what that
no,
is.
No, it doesn't. No, that's not how any of this works. Oh wow. Okay, this is a little less disturbing than the other skeleton. It's got two happy dancing skeletons.
Okay.
They're smiling.
Yes.
They got their hands up.
Hands up for Jesus.
And it says, no bones about it. Jesus loves you.
Okay. All right. okay. Well, okay. But this seems like whatever your gasp is, this has got to be the best thing you've seen. You're squinting.
The implications of this one are crazy. So these are little notepads.
Okay.
And the cover, so there's a God's Love is Perfect with the black cat. We've seen that before.
Uh-huh.
There is a mummy, and then there's a little banner of his wrappings coming undone that said, wrapped in God's love.
Uh-uh. Well, that makes more sense than the candy apple, I guess.
It does. sadly, the bar has been set so low that I'm like, okay, that pun almost makes sense. Then there is a Frankenstein. So mm-hmm. a green guy with the square head and like the zigzaggy bangs. And then he's got two little kind of like zigzag lightning bolts
uh-huh.
coming out of him to let you know that he has been cobbled together and reanimated with electricity.
Okay.
You know, the whole existential horror of modernity and the hubris of man, as Mary Shelley famous wrote about in the original sci-fi novel Frankenstein, subtitled The Modern Prometheus, going back to the idea of man stealing the fire of heaven and using it improperly to imitate the power of the gods. So this is going to totally make sense with the message that is printed on here, which is God is mighty. So it sounds like God is the one that is animating Frankenstein.
Okay.
It's monster, not Dr. Frankenstein. So the abomination of human parts that are cobbled together in an affront to nature and God
is God's science grand design.
Is somehow saying God is mighty. God can make Frankenstein come to life with electricity. Take out Frankenstein at all. Just have it be like a monster that is cobbled together from dead people and then is animated. A monster, not a human that was tortured to death and is now reanimated, but like something that is freakish and not okay, is completely uncanny and horrible. Just have it be that, not even Mary Shelley's Frankenstein's monster, just a monster. It's a monster. It's definitely a monster that should not exist,
right? But
and is tormented by his own existence.
Uh-huh.
And it's saying God did that. God is mighty. Also, that is the whole point of the book, is that trying to play God, so to speak,
is bad. It's bad. Not good. I want
to
end.
I'm going to have to end on that one. That's it. I can't. There's three more pages of these items.
Nope. I have something for you, though. I would like to end. I would like to end with the pumpkin prayer.
Oh, God, what?
So this is very much akin to the thing we started out with. This is the pumpkin prayer, and this is how it goes. And you have to do, I'm going to read the action and then the prayer, okay?
Oh, okay.
So here we go. So cut out the top of the pumpkin. Lord, open my mind and fill me with your wisdom.
Wait, you're supposed to recite this as you are carving your
jack-o'-lantern. It is like a ritual. Yes.
Oh my God.
Here we go. I'm not done.
Okay. Okay, wait. Can we start from the top again?
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay.
I just
Yes. Okay. The pumpkin prayer.
So I have my knife or my dad's.
You got your pumpkin.
Got the knife in the top of the pumpkin
you.
And
yes.
he's sawing and sawing, you know, jabbing and trying to cut out the top. Okay.
As you're cutting out the top, you say, and I would assume, like, if it were me, I would just repeat it over and over like a mantra. Lord, open my mind and fill me.
Lord, open my mind.
Fill me with your wisdom.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, you know what's next, right? You scoop out the inside of the pumpkin.
Scoop out my seeds of doubt.
Lord, take out my sin and fill me with your love.
Ew.
Uh-huh. It's gross.
Ew.
Wait. Get ready for this next action. Carve out the eyes.
What?
Sorry, I broke the recording. Carve out the eyes. So.
Wait, are you saying that? Okay, first of all, we switched tense.
No. The actions are all in
sorry.
Present tense.
Okay, so, okay, I'm sorry.
Yes,
I thought we were saying
carve
this.
Out the eyes is not the prayer.
That would be weird.
Carve out the eyes is the action. Lord, open my eyes to see your glory. But let me just, as an aside, when you carve eyes, that is not the same as opening eyes. And honestly, if you were taking it very literally, that would actually be blinding someone. So
yeah, actually, and when I think of eye gouging in the Bible, it was famously because if you have lustful thoughts,
right?
You're supposed to pluck your own eyes out.
Yeah, no, carving out the eyes, your phrase to repeat is, Lord, open my eyes to see your glory.
Okay.
Okay. Now, action is carve out the nose.
Mm-hmm. God, let me smell your glory.
You are very close. Lord.
Oh, God. What?
You're so close. Lord, let my life be a sweet aroma to you.
Ew, what? What does that even mean?
I don't know. God is not up there smelling the flowers of your glory.
God doesn't sniff. What?
I can't.
How is your life a sweet aroma? What?
I don't know, but I'm not done. There's more.
I as someone with synesthesia, I want to get on board with living my life as a smell, but yeah. Like what? Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I mean, it gets like now it's just, I mean, now we're getting tropey because carve out the mouth. Lord, help me to speak your words of truth and love. Okay. And then place a candle inside of the pumpkin. And what do you think? You say, Lord, fill me with your shining light for all to see. Also, picture of pumpkin with a cross for a nose.
What?
That's right. It's got a little cross for a nose and a little fish for a mouth.
What?
Yes.
Like, you are joking.
Like the little the Jesus fish for a mouth. Yes.
What?
It's a thing. I'm looking right at it. This is, I mean, welcome to.
What?
This is the Google. The pumpkin prayer is a really big thing.
I think
thing.
I'm about to cry. Like, I don't know. I've run out of emotions for this. And I just don't know.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, the pumpkin prayer, there's like 7 or 8 different iterations of this pumpkin prayer. Like, when I say iterations, I mean the prayer is the same, but the cutout terrible clip art around it is different in each version. I mean, I don't know. This is all very...
Wow, that was what we were not planning on talking about.
No,
but...
and I really, like, far be it from me. No, I get to do this. This is, wait. I thought we were ending on the pumpkin prayer, but please, go ahead. Okay, I mean, is it the best one? I need to know.
So I've been gifted several Halloween things that say stuff like hocus pocus. I need coffee to focus or various things with hocus pocus on them.
Right.
This is a very stylish baseball ringer tee for an adult woman that is black and gray heathered. And then it says no hocus pocus with a cross and little sparkles around it. Jesus is my focus.
Okay. No. No, thank you.
That made me sad. I wish I hadn't ended with that.
That's okay. I don't know. I can't recover from any of this. I'm never going to recover from any of this. I just like, I didn't. Here's the thing. I didn't even know this was a thing.
Didn't either.
Because I don't really shop for Halloween decorations because for me, my Halloween is a lot different. Like, I am totally down with everything that you do and I am not against it. I just don't. I don't decorate because A, I'm lazy. And B, for me, and we've talked about this on the show before, Halloween is like time for me to like write really sad letters to people that have died that I love, and like I bake a special cookie and I do a whole thing.
Those cookies are fucking good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they are. I can't wait. But you know, like I do this whole thing. It's not about like I never have even this isn't even on my radar. Got questions? Mm-hmm. Have Halloween jack-o'-lanterns become demonic? Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Look, all I'm saying is, here's a whole thing. Why Christians can participate in Halloween. Well, I mean, if you relabel the evil...
Do you like fun?
Would you like to relabel candy corn? Then go for it. This is not... We had other things to talk about, but now... This was what we chose, and you know, we've been gone for like...
Wait, I don't know that we chose it. I think it
no,
just
it
happened.
Chose us. I think
it just happened to us.
Wait, no. I mean, I think we were picked from the pumpkin patch. Don't you? Listen, I need you to shine the light of Christ on Halloween. Can you stop with all the tomfoolery and...
Skullduggery.
No, wait, that is scary. No skulls, no dugging. the legend of jack-o'-lanterns and their evil roots. See, now we're just like, I can't. What do you have in store? Well, let's talk about, we are, believe it or not, we are still taking the Jack Grail class. We certainly are. And it is all about necromancy right now. So,
yeah.
I think rather than rip on amazing anti-Halloween decorations, next time we will get into actual necromancy, how it was kind of done back in the day. I have learned a lot of shit. Not that I haven't really started working with any of it, but I am very, very intrigued. And just to whet your appetite, you get to taunt the dead person. So exciting. Yes. Like,
there is taunting.
There's compulsion. Oh, it's good times.
There's vengeance.
Yes.
Oh, there are restless spirits. Oh,
the restless and, dead. Yes, man.
And we have a lot to talk about. For example, the difference between sorceress necromancy and shamanic.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to unpack.
It is. Yes.
And I'm excited to talk. There's arts and crafts. It's a whole smorgasbord. So we hope that this was a respite of
frivolity.
Frivolity
and mirth. Yes, I think this is a good introduction back into, I don't know, let's get into... Oh, and also, go to Instagrams and follow A Witch in Red, because it is time for 31 Days of Witches. With
we got to wrap this up, because I got to like throw together a costume
in
the next 2 hours.
You got it. Well, you're
before midnight.
I was gonna say your vampira was awesome for day one.
Oh, thank
you. I am all about it. Very excited to see what else you have in store. But on that note, we shall go. And well, everybody,
hocus pocus, Jesus bitches. Is my focus.
What? Wait. I wanted to do it too.
Oh, I feel gross. Let's do it for real. Let's do Hocus Pocus Bitches. Please.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Hocus Pocus bitches.
Jesus is not my focus. Oh, God. Go take a shower now.
I gotta go. Bye.